I give you some introductory talk. Let me ask you one question. If you are nothing, there is nothing. Is it boring or not? No. Yes? Yes or no? Oh, okay. You mostly do this way, no? So your mother is not boring. Oh, okay. Mine neither. For example, during the morning session, there is something here. Some photo in body. Yes. Oh yes, you know it. You put this way. Very, very honest. In my case, I confess you, the more I practice daily zazen, the more I clarify, I don't know zazen. I don't know zazen really. So, the more I sit in the meditation, the more I feel Zazen is very unknowing or unknown universe and bottomless. So I ask this question, and please ask this question in yourself. Yes? Otherwise, we do very, very easy way. Habituation, which is right in this. Habitualization. So, habitualization is the biggest trap for us. Yes? So, don't make your children habitualized. You understand? But this question is please keep in your depth. Each time we sit, please each time ask. And each time open new unknown universe. Now we are opening unknown universe. Of course, I introduce about Zazen teaching, Dokusan, and so on, which I was taught by my master. But each one of us has very different physical condition, mental condition. Each one of us, in fact, is completely different universe. So please find your own most stable, peaceful, fresh environment. Please, your position should be not necessarily this way, not necessarily such a We have all different, some of them may have injured, injured body. So please find your most stable position, okay? Usually, doesn't have three days physical function and way of breathing breath and no mind meditation. So physical position and way of breathing, if this is not right, no mind meditation is not possible. How is your dhyana? No mind. Yes? Or many faithless cloud of unknowing. Very fresh, or habitual okay. So I, from the physical position, I would like to talk. This triangle position is stable. And our spine should be straight. Not like this. Straighten the spine, okay? So open your palms and put it between pelvis and the spine and sway. In this state, your shoulder is very high. Shoulder is right, like this. But please push forward and straighten your spine. And keep your straightened spine as this is. And drop your shoulders and your arms. And this should be on your heel, this hand. And then on this hand. Not opposite way, not all. This is not, no? As you see, this is not this way. Okay. Therefore, when the opposite leg is positioned, so this heel should be supporter of this hand. And this hand is a supporter of this hand. Like this. And both elbows should be separate from your body. Then you can drop your shoulders. Naturally, dropped. This is not right. Like this. Okay. Like this. Firstly, this straight in the spine. Okay. And like this. and eyes, about 1 meter, just drop your eyesight, drop. But no focus, no object to look. That open, ten direction open, look. No focus, because no focus, no object to look. So, naturally, we open the wide sight, eyesight. And mouth should be shut. But throughout our body, no tension, no knot, no tension. Okay. Deeply relax. Even if we shut mouth, no tension, just lightly. Yes, 1 meter apart. Look down. And eyes, sometimes we can shut. Sometimes we can open. But same direction, open, look. No focus, no object. Even if we shut your eyes, keep same open look. And we all have the problem, the physical pain. So when you feel very heavy or sharp pain, of course it is better not to move till the end of the day. But if it is so heavy or sharp pain, you can move, you can change your leg position. But when you move to change your leg position, should be zazen, also zazen. So that means mindfully, with full awareness, you can change leg position with mindfulness. This is zazen, continuation of zazen. Okay? Don't lose your zazen state, zazen mindfulness. So move, not like this. Very mindfully, you can change. And both knees should be touched to the floor. Not like this. Like this. Okay. So, this is just the standard position I introduced. But not necessarily this way, or even sometimes can this way. But the spine, straightened spine isn't necessary. When our spine is straight, breathe is also right. Okay. Next. About the way of breathing. Okay, just exhale. And complete. Then in breath is naturally given. When you complete this one out breath, in breath is very natural. The deep movement to you. So our task during Zazen, very simple. Just X. Only this one breath. Okay? Just exhale. Mindfully. With awareness. With a straightened spine and this one exhalation. So you can feel deepening your peaceful state is being deepened by this one breath, one by one. Otherwise, you are position or breath, way of breath, breathing is not right. So please feel your way of peace, getting peace. Breath by breath, you are being it, whether it is getting peaceful or not. So you can check and correct by yourself, always. Okay. So when you continue this one breath, you are naturally, this movement, this way of breathing, not this way, not like this, our shoulder shouldn't move, only this movement. And the exhalation is getting longer, naturally, by itself. And the in-breath is brief. This is natural, very natural. we don't need to make any effort to make our out breath longer. You know. When we chant sutras, we chant with out breath, of course. We cannot chant with in breath. And when we chant sutras, our out breath is longer than in breath. When we sing a song also, our out breath is longer. And in breath is brief. That is natural. During Zazen also, out breath is naturally is getting longer. In breath is brief. That is waking. Our state is waking, not sleeping. Okay, next, no mind meditation. During Zazen, many clouds of thoughts are coming. Always. And that is natural. As long as we live, they are ceaseless. Are they very familiar for you? For me too. The more I sit in Zazen, the more I mean, every time, very different state. Therefore, no, there is no room to get bored. Sometimes very colorful, sometimes very tricky. But leave them. Don't do anything with them. Just we can leave them coming and going. Clouds. They have clouds on the sky in our mind. So they are coming and going like streaming water or a floating cloud. We do not do anything with them. Just what our task is, just we continue, one breath. This one breath, which we don't know. This is completely unknown cosmos is opening by itself. So what we need is straighten spine and breathe out. This is the sharpest sword to cut our habitualized clouds. We are ceaselessly producing clouds. But our straight spine and the way of breathing is the most sharpest sword to cut them. We don't need to cut. We don't need to do anything. Straighten spine and the right way of breathing is naturally sharp enough to be free from them. But they come. They are ceaseless. They are ceaseless. With all of them, with ceaseless clouds and feathered jumping monkeys of thought. No mind meditation is possible. If we don't do anything, just we keep this one breath, that's enough, that's all. We don't need to cut, we don't need to anything, just do this. Each time, this fresh, very fresh one breath, that's all. Therefore, not continuation, no continuation. Each time, miracle happens. Each time, we are opening new universe. That is this one breath. Okay. So, very last, I tried to explain what's that. Any unclear point or question, please? No question. No question.
I was not. Do you recommend counting the breath or not?
Oh yes. In my case, for example, I sit in Zazen 1 hour in the morning and in the evening. I don't fix that time, but I do every day, in the morning and in the evening. I sit in Zazen, sometimes very good, very sharp enough. Sometimes very, very drowsy, sometimes very, with many jumping monkeys. Very, sometimes very entangled with them. But anyway, I sit in 1 hour. Then after that, after I finish, I count my out breath from 1 to 10. 3 times. And after I count, I open my eyes as big as possible and see straight. And I do this English mantra. Three times. And after that, now. The same way, see straight, and 3 times. Now. With real awareness of this now. 3 times. And then, nothing, no mantra, just 1 out-breath. And then drop down my eye height, 1 meter. And just 1 out-breath. And then I shut my eyes and just exhale. And until I reach the natural state. The natural state with this breath, one breath. Until I reach purely this one breath, one out breath. I do shutting my eyes. Then I stop myself. Therefore, each time after Zazen, I count from 1 to 10. Otherwise, sometimes my Zazen is very not so good. I confess it now. Sometimes very sharp, but sometimes not. Sometimes very with full of jumping monkeys. Especially when I drowsy, when our state is so drowsy, we have ceaseless clouds. You experience, of course, you know. Our state is so drowsy, we have so many clouds, and sometimes dreaming state. Therefore, after Zazen, I do such a way. Otherwise, much easily I spend 1 hour with them, with jumping monkeys. Why the end? But gradually, it's not so easy to keep such a sharpness when my state is so tired. So each time very different. So there is no room to get bored. Okay, any question? So everything is clear? Half clear or half cloudy. If so, whenever you have some point to ask, please, any time please ask. Even during Dzogchen also. So Kinkin, next Kinkin, no? Okay. Next, about Kenshin. Kenshin means walking meditation. From morning till night, we move. But each time, whatever we do, we need to awareness of this. That is Zen practice. Therefore, when you hear, don't stop your Zazen. Your Zazen should be penetrating, even this, each movement. This is a penetration of your Zazen, with mindfulness,
and awareness. Okay. Don't cut all. Finish.
Not okay.
Garden should be continue. Or discontinuity.
Each breath is new cosmos, is being born. Therefore, no continuation. The continuation of discontinuity. Each time. Each dragon, each step of kinshin, each movement should be free from habituation, from our habits. Don't do with habitually. Don't do any movement habitually. So, kinshin, do with new awareness of this. Okay. And stand up with mindfulness and awareness. Okay. And we walk this direction. Step by step, this time, with hands like this, more like this. Keep straight and fine, and keep kind of looking open look, with walk this way, step. When you step with the out breath, in, exhale. In, exhale. Like this. Okay. This is teaching. So each step, with new awareness, without interference, habits. Okay. So when you arrive at your sitting position, control. Kinshin. One thing. Mindfulness. Mindfulness is very helping. Being freed from tension. Mindfulness is not tension. With mindfulness, it is very peaceful. Very peaceful with awareness. No? Therefore, this is free, very being freed from tension. Sometimes misunderstanding we may have. Mindfulness and keeping tension, this is very opposite. Okay? And Doksan, next Doksan. Doksan, okay. We have Doksan period twice, in the morning and in the evening. Uh,
in fact, is most important during the session. Without dhyana, you may keep your habit. So my role is to cut your habit. Please don't hesitate to come to dhyana. Okay. Sometimes I can give you koan. Koan means life opening question. That is koan. Okay. Opening life means cutting or freeing from habit. Cutting habit is opening life. So during dhyana, this should be happening. So please come dhyana for with your question, with your most important question or experience. If you don't have anything, come to Doksan with it. With your nothing. Whatever. Okay. Don't hesitate to come to Doksan. Okay, so very roughly I explained about Zazen, Kinshin. That is some important point. Surely I forgot. So any questions about teaching or Doksan, please ask. No question. Ah, okay.
We see
Sorry?
Thinking of meditation. We try and step as we breathe in and step the next step as we breathe out. So we keep our breath in line with that step. Is that correct?
When you step with the out breath, step one step out breath. So until the completion of your out breath, you step and stop, no? And then in breath, as it is stopping. Okay? And next when you move with out breath. Our movement with out breath, always. When you breathe out, move. And stop. With continuation, your out breath and in breath. And when you step, next one step, breathe out. And you. So, always movement with out breath. When you begin to move with out breath. Together. So mostly when your breath is long, so stop. Your movement also long. Stopping is long. any other time.
The hand position.
Yes.
I'm not sure if it matters whether the left hand is on top or the right hand is on top.
Ah. Usually, this way, have you ever seen the Buddha statue? Buddha statue is this way. This way. Do you see? Not this way. Opposite. Buddha statue is always this way. This way. But, my master told me, human beings, is this way, not Buddha, opposite. The other Dogen, the Skanda Dengi, you find this way. On the top of this right and left, on the top of here, right. This way, Skanda Dengi, this way. Even half road position is this, not this. This is Skanda Dengi. But for me, this is not so easy. Therefore, opposite way, Buddha's way. This is easy for me, but but the opposite way is very strange for this. So this is strange. But the Skanda Dengi is therefore this hand and this hand, no? And if you cannot do this way, for example this way, only this way or any other way, this is too low for this. Too low. So this cannot separate so well. In such a case you can also put your like this cushion and this. In this case always this and this. So left hand is upper. And this way is not so good. This should be more like this. Cushion. This is too low, so you can put something cushion. So this elbow should be separate from your body, and then both shoulders you can drop. Not like this. Like this. Okay. Anything else? No question. What time can be now? Dinner.
8 o'clock.
Oh, just in time now.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Whenever you have a very unclear point or a question, please, any time. Or Doksan. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yanana, please keep the silence from this comment.
Can you down into the
Oh, okay. Who's going to be running that?
Well, if you'll, there'll be assigned at the time when he's ready to receive for the one-on-one interviews with Dr. Sun.
It's 9:30 in the evening.
Sometimes he doesn't run on time, but he will make a sign. But there's some chairs out there and there's a queue to pause. So we can wait on those chairs, and when the person comes out, the first person is in the first line, when he makes a sign, we can go and the door will be open, and he'll be sitting on cushions, and you can go in depending on your practice, and you can sort of like bow, step in and bow, or you can prostrate. So. The choice, and there will be a cushion in front of what we've done, and then you can go to the cushion and then bow again and then sit down. So it'll be quite close, and then you can start talking. And then when it's finished, when we come out, the next person can go in. And it goes like that. So the queue forms there, but the queue is always new each time. So if you missed out, going in, that's then you're focusing on the next time the queue starts again, each is period. Is there anything else? I don't know. No, you don't have the right to. So if you were, the queue starts a new each time.
Although we're getting towards the end of the retreat, somehow you've never quite made it in a bit of trouble to go ahead.
But
it's
just after a while
it's just stuff. Yeah, I don't think there's a problem with people missing out. If you feel that you are missing out, can join yourself now. Any other questions?
And finally, no one leaves you in a thing, because if you're having that and suddenly you just want to get in the car and drive away, just give me the chance to talk to you. Yeah.
Oh yes, and one final thing. There's always rules to engage in. There's a lot to remember since you haven't been here before. Don't forget, you are allowed to do one thing, and that's smile. It's quite okay. In fact, it's encouraging. Because smiling works some sort of magic in the mind or the body. It helps to relax. It puts everything in a good perspective. It can sort a lot of things out. So certainly feel free to smile. Thank you. Okay, from this point on, the silence is maintained.
Yes.